Fifth pack of Gittin, sixth Mishnah. Lo yosik sikrikon b'yehuda d'harugei melchoma. At the time of harugei melchoma, which was, there was a certain gzeir against the Jews to go to the war, and many were killed. So at that point of time, they did not have the din of sikrikon. Yeah. Meruga milchama ve'elach. After that point of time, yesh v'din sikrikin. There is a din of sikrikin. Kate said, "What is it? What does this mean? Lokach misikrikin. These sikrikin were people that stole the karka from the Jews. So if he bought from this sikrikin, because the lokach mi'balabayis. Afterwards, he bought it from the balabayis. Mekhoi v'otel. The mekach is not a good mekach. Why? Because." And the Jewish person didn't really intend to sell this person the karga, but he knows that he's not going to validate the sale, that Sikrikin guy is going to be after him, and he was afraid of that. So since he did only because of fear, it's not a real sale. But if he first bought from the balabais, and then afterwards he paid also to Sikrikin, then it's alright, because the balabais shouldn't have accepted the money in the first place, since the Sikrikin was not yet involved in this transaction. So it was done in that order. We assume that the balabais didn't intend to sell it. Lokach min ha'ish, v'chazal lokach min ha'isho. Person bought from the husband after he bought from his wife. Mekhla batel. Yeah. Over here we're talking about it's a property that belongs to the wife. And the reason why she consented was because she heard that her husband wants to sell it. She's afraid to start up with him. And she doesn't really want to sell it. So, therefore we say, the mekach is bottled. But mina'isha, the chazal lokach mina'ish, mekach kaim. If he first went to the wife and she said she's willing to sell it, and then the husband said, I'm also willing to sell it, then the sale takes effect. Because both parties that are involved were maskim, and she agreed before the husband said that he wants to sell it. So we can't say that the reason why she agreed is because she's afraid of her husband. So Mishnah Rishayim, this was the original halacha. Eventually the Bezin made a different halacha, and they said that noisen lebailim revi. What does that mean? He gives a quarter of the karka, which is a third of the money. What's an example? He bought a field from the Sikrikin for 300 zuz, and he gives the husband, then he gives the Bailim 100. In other words, it's really a third of the price, which is a quarter of everything altogether. Why? Because we assume that the Sikrikin is paying less than the full price. That's when they don't have time that the Bailim don't have money to buy the field themselves. So you could buy a stolen field if the one who was stolen from cannot buy it for himself. But if he wants to buy it for himself, he takes precedence over everybody else. Rebbe made a bezin and said that if it was 12 months by the Sikrikin, then the owner loses out his rights to buy it back. Even so, you give the Bailim a quarter of the price because you got a cheaper price from the Sikrikin, and the difference between the real price and the cheaper price you give back to the real owner.